pretty funny.
That's Klaus Nome.
So his voice kind of reminds me of the Monster Mash song.
Yeah, I hear that. That's funny. Klaus Nome is you gotta look him up and see what he looks like and everything, the way he performed, and really, really strange postmodern type of artist. And he could hit these crazy high notes, and he's a really crazy guy. Definitely somebody to look into.
Yeah, that was comical though. I think this was definitely the funniest one.
But I like the White Stripes one the most.
The feel of that song was the most fitting with the show.
Yeah.
And also kind of fits this episode a little bit, because there's a reference to going to jail, which the episode that we're talking about is The Legend of Black Jake. So.
Well, la-di-da.
Kind of ties in right there, right?
November 16th, 1981.
That's like pre-December.
That's totally pre-December.
Yeah.
It's pre everything, yeah.
It's season 8, episode 7.
This is an episode I never remembered seeing in rotation, ever.
Sort of have a vague memory of seeing it when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I kind of remember it, but I didn't really... I think probably at that time, I didn't really find it as funny as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But so I kind of vaguely remembered it. But I didn't remember seeing it a lot. But then a few years ago, it was on Hallmark Drama or whatever. It just happened to be the episode that was on when I was watching it. And I was like, was really watching it and like paying attention. And then I was like, this episode is actually like really hilarious. You know, and I just like had never really realized it, I guess, you know, but then it just hit me. I'm like, this is actually a really, really funny episode. I think maybe the reason why the episode doesn't seem like super memorable at first is because like it is kind of weird in the scheme of Little House, because it has a very different feel. I mean, like, it's pretty much comedic like the entire way through, which I think that, I mean, like, most episodes, of course, even the most dramatic ones, I think have, you know, some sort of line or little quip or like a scene, you know, that's kind of, there's some humor in it. And of course you and I find humor in just about anything.
Yeah, seriously.
But I mean, this is kind of a rare type of episode in that it just sort of is like the whole thing is just sort of like, you know, designed to be like this really silly.
But Max, you even mentioned Max is really funny throughout the entire episode.
I mean, I really like that actor. I think he pulls the part off really well. His delivery of the lines, the timing, his expressions, it's like he totally nails it, I think.
You know, he was one of the voice actors in Red Dead Redemption.
That is so cool.
I know, right?
He also is in an episode of Highway to Heaven, so he's one of our, you know, crossover people in the Landon universe.
I've seen this guy in so many things. It's crazy. Like, he's one of those character actors. I remember when I was a kid, he stood out to me in Beverly Hills Cop. Role, but he's memorable.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, like, I think he's kind of a cool guy. Like, you know, I think he, like, pulls off the part really well. And I mean,
he's still around, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, he's
awesome. Is he still acting? Or is he, like...
Well, no, the last thing he did was 2022.
Yeah, pretty recent.
And, well, I mean, it seems like he took a break between 2017, he did something, and in 2018 through 21. Yeah, I mean, he's working. In more productions than I am.
And then the guy that plays Georgie, I think that they have a really good...
Yeah.
They play off each other really well. Like, I mean, they're both really funny, but... so that whole time is just like silliness from start to finish. We see all these different characters in the town get involved in this, and the situation just keeps kind of building on itself and getting kind of more ridiculous as time goes on. And it's also kind of cool, I think, to see just like the townspeople kind of in these situations that are like, I don't want to say like, I mean, it's like low stakes in the scheme of the show, where it's like, we don't have people who are actually dying, or like, we don't have diseases involved. We don't have, you know, stuff like that. I mean, Nels gets kidnapped, which I think is criminal, but the way that it comes off, though, and because it's these guys, it's funny. So I think this is one of those episodes that I know it's not, like, there are, I think, a lot of people, a lot of Little House fans that don't really go for episodes like this, like when the show does stuff like this. But I think it's funny. I think it's kind of a refreshing change up from the usual, you know? I mean, like, so yeah, it's not like one of the, like, if someone's like, what's like the best Little House episode of all time? It's like, well, you're probably not going to say this one.
I do.
But I think this is really, really good.
I also think, and this is why I wish Michael Landon was alive, because I doubt the story is really out there. But I think the Michael Landon's heart and soul is in this episode. I think this is his kind of humor. I think this is like his love letter to wanting to do something that's not so Little House on the Prairie, like something really kind of campy and fun.
One, I like that thing is really just kind of like a parody of, you know, kind of like Westerns and all the little tropes that, you know, you get in Westerns. And it's really just sort of, the way it opened
is really weird, right? Like, for once, it's, I mean, it says they're in the Bronx, which I'm assuming is only, I mean, I don't know of any other Bronx.
But I think that, given his, Michael Landon's own past, right, with Bonanza, and, you know, that he really rose to fame, like, in the whole, like, world of, you know, the Western, I think it's really fun, and it was probably fun for him, too, to do this one that's just sort of, like, you know, just sort of, like, this exaggerated, like, parody type thing of, I mean, like, we get, like, on Bonanza, like, there's definitely, like, some humorous, you know, humorous type things on there. But I think that this just really like amps it up.
But like really, you know, often, like I didn't, when I first started watching Bonanza, I didn't really know what to expect. Like I thought, and I've never watched an episode of Gunsmoke. So I, but the impression I get with Gunsmoke is it's kind of a serious thing. And that's what I thought of Bonanza. And Bonanza's like kind of lighthearted for the most part. I mean, when people aren't dying and stuff, but
I mean, yeah, there is a lot of like death and shooting and like all kinds of,
it's like six guys basically patrolling, what, 1,000 square miles?
The Ponderosa.
All right, you take the east, I'll take the west today. Jeez, Ponderosa. So yeah, here's our first clip. Oh, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
I was just going to say real quick, though, but I mean, another episode, another time when we get this in Little House, which I think is another one of those episodes that a lot of your kind of classic Little House fans don't really go for, but I also, I think it's really funny, is the Older Brothers, which that one actually, it's on my list that I have of, like, the Bonanza plots that, like, overlap with Little House, because they have a similar plot in Bonanza, so I'm sure we'll talk about that.
That episode grew on me more after you and I reviewed it for Walnut Grovecast. I really didn't like that episode at first, but I don't know. I find when we really dive into things, we find things to know, kind of fall in love with. So,
well, and there are so many just kind of little, and kind of like this episode, they have like these little lines and quips that are just hilarious.
Well, are there any little?
That one has a lot of like physical elements too, like, you know, kind of physical comedic elements.
Are there any Little House episodes that you still don't like?
He was only 12.
You know, I have to admit, I haven't seen that in years.
I saw part of it kind of recently, like, you know, I just had the Pluto channel on while I was kind of doing stuff, and it was on, and I was like, oh, great, my favorite episode.
Maybe we should review that. It's, you know, I mean, it, like, For the Love of Blanche is a good example of an episode I hated, right? I was like, this is the worst. And now I love it. I think it's one of the funniest.
See, I never hated the episode. And that one, actually, I do remember watching when I was growing up.
Yeah, me too.
I never hated it, but it definitely is very weird.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when
the most questionable thing about that is Mr. Edwards' judgment when he leaves the orangutan unsupervised.
Right. Like, what law is that?
Until he goes to the post office.
Like, you know, it's funny. We have half the town being kidnapped and they don't call the police, you know, like, but we got an orangutan.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And that would be at the end of the season, right? Or next season.
Next season.
Yeah, next season.
Yeah, that's season 9.
And yeah, this is well into the Little House, you know, timeline, you know, season 8. Yeah, things are happening. But yeah, here we are, our first clip. Whoa, it's a little loud. This guy with his hands up just is so funny.
There are so many people in that bank.
Right. They're just so goofy.
And this is all like visual, but they are backing out and they back right into the
paddy wagon.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even call it like the cop wagon.
Yeah. I think it's a paddy wagon, which is like a total like Keystone Cops type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like taking candy from a baby. Georgie, we've got to sit down and figure out where we went wrong.
They should have made his gun out of licorice.
That would have been funny.
I think we're going to have us a lot of spare time to do just that, Max.
Oh, that's what I wanted. There's one other thing I wanted to play. A comparison. Well, a little bit of a comparison. That this music that they play here sounds so much like the part of the Godfather soundtrack.
Yeah, you had mentioned that in the notes.
So I'm just going to play it really quickly. I think this is it. It's that little thing that they just played. So I'm just going to play it one more time.
Where we went wrong. I think we're going to have us a lot of spare time to do just that, Max.
This being the fourth time I put Max and Georgie behind bars. You might think they might be after moving out of me neighborhood.
These guys. Here we are.
Really
simple. Right. I mean, at least it's a little like reminiscent.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little reminiscent. But you mentioned the Irish cops, which is very funny to just have.
Yeah. Which is like, I mean, I know that there were a lot of Irish cops, but it seems like on the show, because I was like, they're pretty much always Irish. But then at least one time that they're not, I guess, the episode with the James brothers in Walnut Grove.
Yeah.
I think the cop is not Irish in that episode, but.
Oh, it says Chicago Express right here.
So where were you seeing Bronx before? Because I had not seen that.
That was the real theme song for those who aren't paying attention.
I see Trans Bronx. Which, that's kind of hard to say, Trans Bronx.
Trans Bronx Bank. Add in the bank at the end, it's even more tough.
The TBB.
The TBB. Hey, you heading down to the TBB? Yeah. Gonna get a CD and transfer it to the ATM.
How many little initials can we fit into one sentence?
Is that a horse pee? What is that? It's gross.
It might be.
Likely, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Gross.
Hey, you gotta go.
Yeah. Poor little horse. All right, so we see them going to... To me, this looks like a very modern building. But And so, after 12 years of thinking...
Oh. Yeah, I love that.
Cause story continues. And they even have that little instrument. It's called a slap... The slapper? Where you hit it and make that like that rattlesnake sound.
It's kind of funny. Okay, I know that's what it was called.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what it's called actually.
It kind of sounds like a baby toy. Like, you know, like the how they always have those little like roll. Those things that like the baby rolls with their hands, and it kind of makes that.
It's exactly it's something similar to that where it's like a piece of wood hitting a piece of metal, and you just kind of hit it really hard, and the vibration just makes it make that sound. It's one of those like one trick pony type of things, like the bell.
Right.
you know.
Right. Don't be ridiculous. We'd have seen it if we passed.
Oh, sure. Just like we'd have seen that police paddy wagon if it'd been anywhere near that bank.
See, paddy
wagon. Right, paddy wagon. Yeah, that's what he called it.
I told you, don't ever mention that paddy wagon.
Don't.
That's kind of funny because we get that at the very end, right?
Oh, he says it all the time. He's like, I told you never to mention like whatever the thing is. Yeah.
Like so that's like his
thing
life.
That he always is like, I told you never to mention that. Yeah. And then Georgie's thing is always like, oh, like he kind of doubts the plan. And then he's like, oh, I should have never doubted you. You're always right. Like, you know, when he thinks it's working out, of course it never does.
Yeah.
Mention the paddy wagon. Don't mention the time we tunneled into the warden's bedroom.
Anybody could have made that mistake if we'd have gone to the left instead of the right.
Don't mention the night that we tried to rob Rosie's dance hall.
So the way they act reminds me a lot of Nathan. No, not Nathan Arizona. I forget his name, the name of his character. But in the movie Raising Arizona, Nicolas Cage's character, he's like an absolutely awful criminal. And everything he does is just completely horrible. He gets arrested so many times that he actually creates a relationship with the woman who takes mugshot photos.
Oh, crazy. And, wow. Yeah.
And it's just... Raising Arizona should be on your list of movies to see. It's really stupid, but it's really funny.
You act like I should have known that was the night of the policeman's ball.
All I know is, Max, sometimes your ideas sound a whole lot better than the way they work out. Matter of fact, most of the time they do.
Yeah, well, it was my idea to buy old paint here, wasn't it?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just exactly what
Our luck is about to change, Georgie.
Sure.
That poor donkey carrying these two full-grown
men. I know. I think that, too, because it looks so small.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, so... They look so huge on it. And, I mean, I don't know what the, like, the weight capacity is, you know, that they can carry comfortably. But it just looks like it's on... Like, it looks like it's too much.
The guy on the left just makes me crack up. So, yeah, they come... By a sign that says "Welcome to Walnut Grove."
Get up, old paint.
Wait.
Grove. I told you our luck was going to change.
I guess you're right, man.
I wanted to hear him reading the sign.
To Walnut Grove, shop at Olson's. Oh boy, that's Merkin deal tile.
Walnut Grove. That's on the map, isn't it?
It does pretty good reading for a guy who's, you know, this is his life. Yeah.
They're looking a little too clean.
His hat looks brand new, and it looks even like satiny.
Yeah, that's kind of... And even, I mean, like, their shirts and vests and everything, they're just, like, way too clean.
Yeah. Well, they pride themselves on appearance.
Yeah, I guess they do. Well, when they were arrested, they actually were dressed kind of nicely.
Yeah. He had, like, a suit on, I think.
Yeah, he was wearing a suit.
So let's see, they're just kind of trying to find, like the hideout. Like it's kind of a weird thing that what they're looking for. It's funny you wrote, I missed that before where you said, luckily Carrie wasn't in there already.
Oh yeah. It's kind of like a mine shaft.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. That they fall into.
So,
or that Max falls into, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Look at those chaps he's wearing.
It's crazy. They're like fur or something.
I bet they're sheep. I bet it's like sheep wool or whatever you might call that.
Looks like it would be like really hot.
Yeah, right? Or itchy.
Max! You did it! You did it! You found a hideout! You found the mine shaft! Oh, Max! I guess I could never doubt it.
He's not clean anymore.
not clean no mo. So they make their way into Walnut Grove.
Hey, there's that Merkin.
The store.
There it is.
First we case it, then we strike.
The store.
The store. And this, I don't know. Like, this is like Nell's kind of boasting how rich he is, I think. It's one of the few times.
Well, that with his gold lures, and then he kind of is all like, into fishing and seems experienced and stuff, but I'm like, when did this kind of happen for Nels?
It was like 3 or 4 episodes, I think, like total, where he, remember, he has like he has a really good bamboo pole. There are a couple times, but literally like maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, so I guess it's just seldom enough that, you know, it's not like Laura who's always going fishing.
Right.
You know, stuff like that, where it doesn't seem like so much a character trait of his.
We also I don't know if we've ever seen him, like, return with fish.
I mean, at the end of this episode, he does reference one that he caught. Although, like, I think he's lying because obviously he was just kidnapped, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But then he and Willie end up there fishing. So.
Yeah, that's good.
That sure is a beauty, Nils.
Charles is like, I could probably double my property with this little piece of gold.
Yeah. This is worth more than my house.
Yeah.
It's called pure gold. If you ever used it, you know why.
That's kind of a weird thing to say. It's called pure gold.
I didn't notice that before. It's almost obnoxious.
I mean, it really does seem like when he's all like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. In case you didn't know, you idiot. That is pure gold.
It's called money, Charles. So weird.
Do this thing like it was some kind of a fish magnet.
Well, Zolson, you always told me you caught more fish than anybody else because you're a better fisherman. You never told me you had a better lure.
Well, everybody has to have something that he does better than anyone else, even if he does have a little help along the way.
That's the truth. Here, let me carry this out for you. Huh.
Why? Why is he like the butler?
He is Charles Ingalls, and he's just used to providing service.
He's like, maybe I'll get a tip.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. He's looking for work.
See, I don't see any reason to say anything about this little secret of mine to anybody else.
Oh, your secret's safe with me, Nels. As long as you let me use pure gold next time I go fishing.
It's a deal.
All right.
It's almost like it's not really gold, and it's like just what they call it. Because wouldn't that be kind of stupid to use a gold lure?
Yeah.
Back the same place you struck it rich last time?
Sure. No point in finding a new place when I got my own private gold mine.
That's the truth. You take special care of that pure gold now.
Hey, I thought that was our private secret.
No, that is true. Like, he does kind of say sort of sarcastically there.
Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's like, I don't know if you know anything about fishing because I do not. I wonder if there's like a thing. Like, yeah, that it's a brand.
He looks like Charles. Looks like he's like yelling. I told you I'll pay my bill next month.
I told you I'm working it off in the store.
Yeah.
I like Charles's shirt. It's different.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he carried his thing out. He's like, so you're going to knock a little bit off my bill, right?
He goes to tip me. He's like, just put it on my tab.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Come on. Let's go.
Good luck. So, yeah, so he's off, and these guys overheard about the gold.
Right, so then, like, the way that they're talking, they have no idea it's fishing-related. Yeah. They just think that he has a bunch of gold.
Which is, you know, hey, it is a gold lure, at least. They can take that. They have to shoot the lock off. I don't even know why this thing has to be locked.
I don't know.
That looked like a plastic handle, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. We'll just take the pure gold.
I'm just gonna blast it.
Not my lure.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that handle. I mean, I think that's plastic. So he just sticks his hand in the tackle box.
And I pointed out in the notes that, and then they're like stuck all over Georgie's hand. It's very Home Alone. Like, when he sets up all those little traps for the burglars, and it's very much like that sort of thing where it's just sort of like a ridiculous.
And the way he's screaming and.
Yeah.
It's like gold! Who are you trying to kid?
Well, I told you I didn't have any gold!
Doggone it! Georgie, why'd you take your hood off? Now he's seeing your face!
Max.
Of course, he has his hood off when he's yelling at him about the hood.
Exactly.
We can't take a chance on him talking!
I won't say a word to anyone. I promise.
We can't just let him go.
I know that. You think I don't know that?
I won't say a word. You've got my word.
Can't take him with us.
I know that!
No, I love how they're just, like, arguing, like, out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. They're just always openly arguing.
Wait a minute. Why not take him with us? Him? No.
We take him with us. We send a ransom note. And we're what?
Kidnappers.
This guy's...
Rich, you idiot!
Money! We get money!
Yeah!
Kidnappers.
That's your store, the one you was locking up?
Yes, my wife and I...
You gotta be worth a fortune. Georgie, this could be the big one we've always dreamed about, right, Georgie?
Oh, Max, this could be the big one!
He squeezes his hand.
And he's just, like, laughing it up.
I could throw, like, a Charles in there. And we get the classic Harriet just taking a nap in a chair with her feet in a bucket, right?
She loves to relax when it's hot outside.
And we have classic Through the Window. I'm looking through you. And they throw a huge rock. Pretty good aim, right? Throw it through the window.
Yeah, I was actually thinking she's actually didn't get like an injured foot from that. It's just a giant rock that just flies right into the bucket with her feet.
And not to mention glass shards.
Right.
And they wrote it like with their elbow, like it's such bad penmanship. Like you can't really.
What does it say, though? I think you know.
I mean, if you can get a good shot of it, I think we could probably figure out what is on there. But
my letter is T. My sound is T.
Nails. Kidnapped.
So, long story short, he's kidnapped and they want $100 and she leans back and faints. Pretty funny. When she comes to, Doc Baker's there.
And then for some reason, Charles and Carolyn, like, what is that all about?
I was in nightly walk.
I mean, it is dark out. They live like 3 miles from town, don't they? Like, why are they even around?
Well, Charles, he likes to put in some hours to work off his bill.
So then he was waiting for Nels to come back and be like, hey, Nels, while you're gone, I washed all the windows for you.
That's got to be worth at least a quarter. So, let's see. Nellie. Harriet is like, I'm going to go and bring the money. And it's weird. Charles is like, it's too dangerous for a woman. Which I thought that was kind of interesting. Did he say that yet? Am I ahead of this?
He says it in this scene, I think. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, basically.
Nails. We've read the note.
Oh, that note. That ridiculous note.
My letter is T.
That's what it says.
My sound is T.
Ta.
Ta. Ca. Ta.
That ridiculous
cat.
Note.
It's a ridiculous note.
What am I gonna do?
Read it again.
My letter is T.
Can't take any chances, not as long as those kidnappers have Nels. As soon as you can get the $100 together, I'll take it out to this hollow log they write about.
Charles, that seems very dangerous. No, I'll take it to them.
I can't let you do that. I think it's too dangerous for a woman.
No. He's my husband, and it's my money. I'll just take the risk.
Mother, are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure, darling. They sent the note to me. I'll take it to them.
My letter is T.
So we get this like funny visual, and I think the music is really fun.
Yeah. So Max sees her dump the money. I goes to grab the note. Wait, I missed them reading the note.
And furthermore,
You don't expect me to believe that you would release Nails if I did pay you the ransom.
My letter is T.
Do you? It's bad enough to lose my husband. I do not intend to lose $100 as well.
It's pretty cold of Harriet, right?
It is, and really, so if this were your first time seeing this episode, before you get to this scene and the previous scene when she's all like, oh, it's my husband, it's my money, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You're almost like, is she trying to be like a little noble here or something? But then you get to this scene and it's like, no, it's just because she never wanted to bring the money there in the first place.
That's crazy. I mean, to leave a note saying, no, thanks.
I can't believe it. I can't believe she's not going to send the money.
And it's actually kind of weird, too, because, I mean, obviously her and Nels, they bicker quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And she is not an easy person to live with by any stretch of the imagination. But we do have these scenes throughout the show where you see that they really do care for each other.
Allegedly.
Well, right. But then we have this, you know, so it's kind of weird because it's like that was like something that kind of always like stuck out to me about these characters, that it's like, you know, they seem like they kind of don't get along and everything. But we do get these scenes once in a while where you're like, oh, like, they actually really do care for each other. But then like this comes along and you're kind of like, well, yeah, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, like I really don't think, I mean, I think that Nels would have paid the money. And
yeah,
obviously Harriet would not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy.
It's quite a test.
It's handwriting, all right. How can she not?
Although, I guess now that you mention it, mm-hmm. most of the scenes kind of that like I think of that are like that, it kind of is more like Nels being the one who's like, you know, in love with Harriet, kind of.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like where he kind of is the one who's all like, you know, saying that he loves her and everything.
Yeah, but. I mean, well, minus the one time he went off with that, the Irish lass.
Yeah, the second spring.
But he did return to her. You know, I'm not going to say what he did is correct, you know, the right thing. But at the end of the day, he made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's a difficult person to live with. You said it.
Don't you know the rules?
Don't you know the rules?
We give the ransom note, she gives the money. That's the way it's always done.
My letter is...
Now, I've been thinking about this. I think we asked for too much. Why don't we send her another note? We asked for $50.
This is genius.
He's like so proud of himself.
Yeah.
Instead of $100. Don't be an idiot. Kidnappers don't give half price sales. It was just a thought.
I love how offended he is. It was just a thought.
Just a thought. All right. We send another note. This time we say it's the money or his life.
That's right.
It's kind of funny.
I know, but it works.
Which, by the way, Max looks a lot cleaner again.
Yeah, I mean, that bandana is pretty clean.
Yeah, and like his vest is freshly black.
Yeah, he like banged it out.
Yeah.
So Harriet comes with another note. This is almost chateau music.
Yeah, you know? I kinda like it.
Not one red cent for swindlers. That's final. Please give my love to Nell. Sincerely, Harriet.
That's so messed up.
It looks like it's written on like ledger paper, like,
yeah, right.
That they keep like the accounts on, you know, the store and stuff.
Yeah,
I can't believe she's doing this to me.
This places me in a rather embarrassing situation.
Now, don't do anything hasty.
It's so funny. Nels is just like so. He becomes more and more like with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're kind of coming up with a scheme, like, what are they going to do?
Get the money.
Oh, wait.
But a threat's a threat, you know what I mean. I mean, it wouldn't look good if I backed down now.
Suppose I help you get the money. You could do that?
I think so. I think I've got an idea.
I don't know.
I'll see.
So the idea is essentially to send a note to Willie and Nancy. And Nancy comes running into the bank.
Mr. Anderson!
We need some more ransom money, fast.
More?
It's that book he's reading. Holy moly. See how thick that thing is?
Wait. Mother's been kidnapped. I found a ransom note in the store. Who knows what they'll do to her if we don't get them the money.
Money, fast.
Wait, so... Sorry, it wasn't gonna...
Oh, wow, that is really thick.
Like, what is that thing? It's crazy. Like, what would he be looking up that's 4,000 pages?
I don't know, that's crazy.
You know? I bet it's, like, repeating over and over again.
My letter is T.
And he's sitting there reading it. Yeah, but he's only on page one. So. Actually, he's writing in it.
More?
It's like some huge bank ledger.
Yeah, for the whole country.
Dolls already for father.
Now, Nancy, slow down. Your mother never sent them the $100.
What are you talking about?
I thought she told you about this. Well, she felt it was wrong to go along with a kidnapper's demand, so she never sent them the money.
Oh my!
And like goodness. She was just randomly telling the banker about that.
Yeah. Right.
If you're not going to send the money, then like, why would you even be talking about it to the banker?
Right. The whole thing is so ridiculous. Let's see. So Harriet is now kidnapped, which we didn't get to see, which I think is strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like a bad horror movie. People just keep vanishing.
Right, because, like, when did they kidnap her? Like, did they chase her down, like, after she dropped off the note?
Yeah, I don't know.
Here you go. You better eat yourself something there.
I'd rather starve.
Well, I'm telling you, that could take a real long time.
What was that?
I mean, the laugh was funny, but the... Another example of the fat joke for Harriet.
Yeah. Happened
a lot in this show, and we've talked about this before, that it's kind of crazy because
she really isn't. Yeah, she's fat, so. Like, she's a voluptuous woman, and I would say that is the worst.
I mean, like, yeah, she actually, I think she's very, like, proportionate, you know?
Yeah, like,
she actually has a pretty nice figure.
Right, she's hips, and, you know, it.
Yeah.
It's weird, but. She's not a waif like the like Alice or Caroline. And then we have Nels dressed up as like some crazy like ISIS character.
Well, where's your boss then? I want to talk to him.
Black Jake?
Well.
Snicker. He's like,
when the twig is bent, it can never grow straight.
That's all he says.
Talk to Black Jake till he's ready to talk.
I want to see my husband.
Nels?
Yes, Nels. What have you done with him? Where is he?
So they allow her to believe that Nels is dead. And she doesn't seem that upset. Right?
She faints, doesn't she?
She faints, but she faints over, you know, people just throwing rocks in her water.
That's true.
You know, when she comes to, she's not that upset, it seems. Like, she's more upset that they're making her, like, sweep a dirty floor. Or a dirt
floor. That's
true. Let's see, Nancy and Willie are bickering.
Either. You don't know how to cook, and I'm starving.
Is that all you think about, eating?
No, I'm getting kind of thirsty, too. But I think there's some apple juice in the icebox.
I wrote it later. I think he's too old to be acting like this. I think that his character has moved on from this already.
Well, I was actually just thinking it's kind of weird, too, because we're like a year out from him getting married.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, it's weird though. It's not the first time they've done it. I mean, they did that with Laura too, where it's like you're a kid for like a really long time and then suddenly you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Like the transition just happens too fast. It's not really a realistic depiction of, you know, kind of growing up.
Yeah.
Wilson, you don't care about mother and father at all.
That's not true. I can't help him if I'm starving to death.
Well, I'd do anything to get him back. I'd be willing to...
So it is weird also to, you mentioned, like, is this the only time that Nancy's not a total sociopath? And for the most part, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, and for you had brought up the return of Nellie when she's kind of okay very briefly. Yeah. But, I mean, she actually is still a bit of a sociopath in that episode.
At the very end,
Yeah, I think that this is really the only one where for the entire episode we never see her kind of in a bad light.
Except she really, like, only wants them back because she doesn't want to go and be poor again.
Yeah.
But she sees these licorice guns. And have you ever seen anything like that?
Not that I can ever recall. So I guess if I have, it wasn't memorable to me.
I looked it up. I tried to find different things. I found, like, a chocolate gun that you can buy. But... yeah, this is kind of strange. I can't even find that it was ever a thing. Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, it's kind of a crazy image that you're looking at right now, where she's holding.
Well, right. Even if you think about it, it's like, I mean, a candy gun. So it's like a gun that you're supposed to stick in your mouth. I don't know.
Right. Right. Yeah.
A little weird.
Don't start the barrel. So they're like, why don't we rob the bank?
Oh, Max, I never even thought about that.
What do you think we do?
My thing is frozen briefly.
For a living anyway.
I'm going to restart our thing. What are we at? About 19 minutes in. Sorry.
You better be.
I'm trying. Oops. Everything's running really slow. Very weird. I'm going to pause everything. And we're back after a bit of a blip, but after a few restarts and everything, the podcast continues because we...
Something sad I did, a little Googling when I was waiting for you to get the thing sorted out. Mm-hmm. The actor that plays Georgie... died in 2003 in a house fire.
Oh, God.
How sad is that?
I mean, the fact that he's dead is sad on its own, but to die that way is...
I know. How terrible.
That really is terrible. I like him. Seems like a gentle giant, like Jonathan.
Yeah, and then he was in... because he has a few things in his credits... on IMDb from 2003, and he died on New Year's Day in 2003, actually. So wow. He had, like, his last few projects actually came out after he was already dead.
Wow. That's a yeah. Shame. But he does make me laugh still. Harriet's passed out.
My only bottle of whiskey. I gave her a sip when she came to.
A sip? A sip?
A sip? Hey, it's Red Eye.
She drank it all! Why'd you let her do that?
She started talking. Seemed like a good thing to do at the time.
All right. We're gonna keep watch outside, make sure nobody sneaks up on us. You keep an eye on her.
So, this is like kind of... I just wanted to play this. This is kind of a weird thing... with our half speed, it's more of a visual thing where Nell sees the flower. Because actually, Georgie and Max went to go get supplies, but Georgie paid with his own money, which is very
funny. Yeah, which is really funny.
So Nell finds the flower and he decides what he's going to do is use the flower to be a ghost. But I watched it in the half speed, it was kind of funny. Maybe it wasn't that funny.
It's kind of, his facial expressions are funny. It's menacing.
So let's see. Oh yeah, so we get the way you torture one of your dogs with calling her name. Does your dog like freak out when you say this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But I am just sometimes I'm like, Harriet.
Harriet. Whenever she howls, we should play that.
Harriet.
Nels.
How could you allow this to happen to me?
Oh, Nels!
Now, I don't agree with her not paying the ransom, of course. But what he's doing is also kind of a bit of a psychological torture.
Yeah, it's a little sadistic. Also, the flower, there's no way it would look that good.
No.
Nels, I tried to get the ransom money here on time, honest.
That's a straight up lie.
Right.
One red cent for swindlers.
Oh, you didn't believe that, did you, Nels? I was just stalling for time. You're not going to hold that against me, Nels. It's a grudge. I'm just trying to buy some time.
It's not just the ransom, Harriet.
What do you mean?
You should have treated me better when I was still on Earth.
They have some issues that they're trying to work out here.
Yeah.
But now?
I've already filed my grievances. You'll have a lot of explaining to do, Harriet, when you get up here.
Grievances. It's just kind of funny. It's kind of like being a level 3 admin in a Warner Grove cast. Yeah.
That was really funny. Oh, that person got so mad when I said that.
Level 3.
I don't even remember what the post was. It said something really stupid. Yeah. And then I was like, well, it's a level 3 admin.
When I get there,
which will be a lot sooner than you expect.
Ooh.
It's kind of mean. I don't know.
They're going to... I'm going to...
That's kind of funny. They're going to... They're going to...
Sooner than...
She also doesn't seem drunk enough for having held an entire bottle of booze.
Yeah. Maybe it's watered down. She's making food... They're not really liking it at all. It's really just a lot of... I mean, it's funny, like, stuff, but it's, they're like, it's pretty awful. I don't know how you can make beans or whatever they're eating badly. You just kind of...
Well, it was, I mean, she works at the restaurant sometimes. With
this right, food. Right.
So you think that you could do something a little decent.
Mm-hmm. Is Miss Whipple, is that the husband? Is that the one who's like, who came storming out that time?
It's not Miss Whipple. That's Miss Whipple. Foster.
I'm sorry, Miss Foster.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was her husband also, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoops.
This isn't a holiday, is it?
No.
Well, you just have to come back later.
All right.
This isn't a holiday, is it? What would be if you shut your mouth? I don't know. He seems like the kind of guy that would say something like that.
Yeah. Why don't you shut your mouth? This is where I really thought they, you know, Willie may as well be like 4 feet tall. Like they're about to rob the bank.
You brought the gun.
Nellie and Willie.
Gun, didn't you? Willie, you brought the gun, didn't you? Willie, I'm talking to you.
I got hungry waiting.
And are you that bad at eating?
How the hell is it that messy?
Like, he looks awful. Looks like some goth girl just kissed him or something.
That's really funny. He was just making out with some girl at Hot Topic.
At Hot Topic. She was wearing like 18 whole docks. So let's see. So they've kidnapped Anderson, and he's just a lot of people showing up here. All of a sudden, there's a town meeting in the schoolhouse.
I can't believe this is happening. First Nels, then Harriet, now Bill Anderson. Well, who's going to disappear next?
Why isn't anybody doing anything about it?
We're doing everything we can, Della. Alonzo and I have been combing the woods trying to find their hideout. We just...
Worst haircut ever. Look at this guy.
Yeah, that is good. Looks like a helmet.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Haven't had any luck.
Looks like a Lego figure.
It's like they're vanishing in thin air.
If only there was some way we could get word to them that we're trying to get the money to them.
I'm glad that the Reverend called this meeting. I mean, someone in this town must have seen something or heard something.
So they
hold on a second. How in the world is it that Charles and Alonzo have to be combing the woods looking for them when Charles saw the note and was going to bring the money?
Right. That's you know,
to them from Harriet to the log that they described.
I didn't even think of that, but it's like. Exactly. They just vanished in thin air. Oh, wait. Yeah. The ransom note.
Where is Reverend Alden?
And why didn't they follow Harriet and then, like, you know.
See, that would have been a good time to get the law involved.
Yeah.
Last time.
Or Sully.
I heard he was at Doc Baker's.
Well, Dr. Baker isn't here either.
It's like Idiot Town, right?
Yeah,
it's just Moronville.
Well, it's kind of like when Charles is like, oh, we're doing all we can. It's like we're standing around in this room together doing like nothing.
Yeah. Like, oh, we lost another two.
So let's go.
And then it's like automatically Charles and Almanza are just like taking the lead on this.
In this because, one
of course,
shot,
it's Charles and Almanza.
One shot, we have five men. Only two guys.
Yeah. Now. And also, I mean, Laura is pregnant at this time, too. So I would probably not totally be a fan of my husband going after criminals.
Yeah. I mean,
well, really any time, but then especially it's like you're pregnant and your husband's like running off. You know, that's a real Sully move right there.
What about a federal crime? Is federal crime okay? Depends. Did it bring us money or not? They're making Harriet sweep. Oh, well, they go to the Reverend and Doc's rooms, and we find a broken lamp. Harriet's sweeping the floor, which is kind of funny. Again, that rattle sneaks in.
I don't know what you have me sweeping up in here for. It's never going to come clean as a dirt floor.
That's pretty funny.
They show up with Reverend and Doc. They thought that Anderson was having a heart attack. I thought he was, too, because, you know, he really seemed like he was. This guy's outfit is just ridiculous, right? I mean, these chaps.
Those, like, chaps. Those furry chaps.
It's, they just, you know they probably smell. They have to. So, they're telling Reverend to stay there. And the Max goes and meets with with Nels, who's just waiting around. Like, he could have ran and gotten help. But
right, I know. I mean, Nels really kind of becomes one of the gang. And they're all kind of, like, standing around, like, sort of plotting. But when the three of them are doing this whole back and forth, I think this is when we get some of the funniest lines, especially from Max.
Same old problem. No way to get our hands on the money, and now two more people to feed.
I guess this just isn't my line of work.
This is a train line or something? I guess, oh, for the mine. I guess you have the wagon.
Every idea I've come up with seems to have backfired. Sorry, fellas.
No, no, you got good ideas, Nels. Real good, right, Georgie?
Sure, Nels. Sometimes it just takes a while to get the hang of this outlaw business. You take old Max and I, for example. I remember at that time we...
Forget the example.
phone. Maybe this ransom angle isn't going to work for us. There must be some other way we can come up with that money.
Well, all I know is we got to come up with something fast because it's getting awful crowded in the hideout. You know what I mean?
Listen,
that's one of my favorite lines.
You know what I mean?
It's getting awful crowded in the hideout.
Oh, you don't want to hear any of my harebrained ideas.
No, no, go ahead. What is it? No,
I've given you fellas enough trouble, as it is.
I want to hear it!
Really?
Really?
All right. We break into the bank and steal the money.
Yeah. I like it. It's quick. It's simple. I like it. You got any dynamite?
No, but Bill Anderson has got the key to the front door.
The key? We use the key. We use the key to get in the front.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nels, you've got what it takes. You can do a regular Jesse James. You're so smart.
Thanks, Max.
To use the key.
That whole thing, the way that he delivers that, like, you're so smart, and then like, thanks, Max. Like, like he seems so happy.
Key to get in the front.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nels, you've got what it takes. You can be a regular Jesse James. You're so smart.
Thanks, Max.
Let's go.
Thanks, Max.
He's like, this is the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Right. He's like, this is like my best friends. All of a sudden, Nels has friends. I like this line from Harriet.
Why, listen, I can't possibly fix food for all of these people on these measly supplies that you've left me. Somebody's going to have to go to town and get some more food.
Somebody's going to town, all right.
Oh, well, if you're going to go to town, then you might consider kidnapping Caroline Ingalls because she knows how to cook better than I do. And she's used to doing domestic work.
I think it's a funny line. They have. Did Reverend memorize it yet? Oh yeah, all right.
Not yet.
Charles puts a lock on the door, even though, as you pointed out, the door was locked when Caroline scraped her leg.
Right, and Caroline even says that she can't believe it's come to this. They've never had to lock the door before. I'm like, are you serious?
I mean, don't you wish you had a lock in the first, you know, in the pilot movie? When the aliens came in?
That actually would have been handy for them.
Yeah, right?
Honestly, Charles, I just can't believe it's come to this. We've never had to lock our house before.
Well, maybe when this is all over, we can take it off. In the meantime, I don't want to take any chances. I don't want anyone going in or out of the house until Almanzo and I get back from the bank.
What makes you think they'll rob it?
Well, they haven't gotten any money yet. Should be getting desperate, at least that's what I'm hoping for.
I don't want you ever... ever to go against an order I give you again. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I hope you're wrong.
I hope you're wrong.
Could get hurt.
We'll be fine.
Be careful, both of you.
We will, darling. Let's go, Armand. Here we go.
Have we seen Albert in this episode?
No. No. We haven't.
Or James or Cassandra. Kind of like this is like a big dream. Like I feel like that's where they were going with this.
It kind of almost could be like it, like the Halloween dream episode. Although this one pulls off.
Yeah, this is better than
goofiness.
That.
Way better. Yeah.
So yeah, like Bill Anderson is
all right. Go over the combination.
Go to the right 3 times, stopping at 6. Go to the left 2 times, stopping at 2. Go.
So Reverend is memorizing it. He's going to go and open up the safe. Almanzo and Charles. Actually, I'm going to start referring to the Dean Butler character as Almanzo because that makes the most sense. It's in the book says Almanzo. So Almanzo.
The Dean Butler.
You mean Beat Butler?
Yeah.
Wait, Bean Dutler.
Yeah, Bean Dutler.
Bean Dutler. Bean Dutler and what was his name? Lykel Mandan are hanging out in the bank, kind of waiting for them to, you know, they just know that this is the place that they'll end up.
Almanzo, what?
Zaldamo. You wrote Zaldamo, which is so funny.
Yeah,
Charles is giving him hair tips. He's like, no, you gotta let it grow out a little bit. Over the years. So they see the robbers coming in and they knock them out. That was one. Charles gives it like two solid punches and ends up being the Reverend.
When in doubt, punch it out.
Yeah, Reverend and Doc.
Check your man. Oh no.
Whoops.
It almost looks like a Freemason symbol on his chain.
Check your man.
I don't think it is, but it could be. He's in the Illuminati. Charles Ingalls was in the Illuminati. I think Charles Ingalls also,
this is where I got that screenshot of his nose.
I saw it, I was like, look at that. But it looks trimmed up. At least it's not full of hairs.
Right.
But yeah, like that is a crazy shot. Almost looks like some type of futuristic jet.
Yeah.
Oof. So they wake up the Reverend and
Doug Baker.
They're like, you memorized the the combination.
Don't you remember?
All right, I'm sorry.
Combination?
Yeah, Doc said you had the combination.
I have it. You memorized it. Don't you remember? Oh, dear. I'm afraid that punch knocked it right out of me.
It's all right. Just relax. It'll come to you.
Now, let me see. It is, it's three times left to something. Stopping. Nine. It's no use. I can't remember a thing.
That's a good line.
We can't give up now.
We're not going to give up. If the Reverend can't remember the combination of that safe, we're just going to have to figure out another way to get that money to her.
Harriet making bread, I guess. I don't know what she's making.
Where are those guys, huh?
I don't know. I didn't know when you asked me 10 minutes ago, and I don't know now.
Been gone a long time.
You think I don't know that?
Listen, I'm just saying...
Do me a favor. Don't just say anything. They'll come back.
That is a really funny shot with the dough on his head.
Whoops. I went to go take a screenshot and I just think it's funny. The music is always just really good. So let's see, it's kind of a weird thing. Yeah, do you want to explain what they're trying to do? It's kind of...
So they kind of switch spots, basically. So, like, Almanzo and Charles are going to be dressed as the Reverend and Doc Baker to then go back and get in the hideout. And then, I guess from there, like, what... Because then, like, the Reverend and Doc Baker get clothes from the Mercantile to try to just be dressed like regular guys. And then they all go out there. But I guess the deal, so like, Almanzo and Charles were going to go in, I guess, to what, like, get them, but then,
they look nothing.
I'm a little confused on Doc Baker and Reverend Alden's role in it at this point.
Yeah, like, it really is not the best plan in the world.
Nothing goes wrong.
Although, it is a rare time that we see Doc Baker not dressed like the Quaker Oats man.
I kind of like his jacket, too.
Yeah.
Let's get closer to the mine entrance. Maybe we can hear something.
So they decide to sneak up close, and they get caught.
Oh, well, I didn't recognize you guys without those black suits on. Hey, 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 I knew you'd come back. Where's the money?
The money?
The money, yeah.
Oh.
Here.
The money?
The money. The ransom. The smackaroos.
This is funny.
It's in the red. What? It's inside.
He made a sound I kind of missed, unfortunately. Wait.
The money?
The money, yeah!
Oh!
Maybe it was the all. All right.
Also, the we already like went past. We don't have to go like back for it or anything. But when they first pull up in the wagon with Charles and Amanzo,
mm-hmm.
then the first thing we get is Doc Baker. Oh, looks like they're all inside. I'm like, yeah, good job. Good job, doctor.
He's the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
So let's see, they bring all of the stuff in.
We finally done it! We committed a crime and we got some money!
George! We have these sacks of fake money. It's yeah. just newspaper that they brought.
Look what I found! I told you they'd come back!
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys? Who are these guys?
Wait a minute. Take your mask off!
So, of course, it's Charles and Amanzo.
I told you we should go down there ourselves.
So many people. I don't know why they can't just overpower these two people.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. All the ricochets is so funny.
It is very cartoonish.
Yeah. Like, how many times do we get ricochets in Little House? Max is like really frustrated. And sometimes in our weak that music again. In our weakest moments, sometimes we turn to God. That's what he does.
Why? Why does it always turn out this way? I'm starting to doubt myself, God.
Like, I just want to be a criminal.
Yeah, it's so weird. He's all like, basically, like, oh, he's trying to like be like living a good, hardworking life. Right, it's like okay.
Why? Well, I know you probably don't like what I do for a living, but you got to admit, I work hard at it. Well, I'm only following my father's footsteps. God rest his soul.
He's just ridiculous. So all of just everyone is like still kind of like talking.
You tied him up good?
You worry about a thing, Max. I'll never get away.
You know, Nels, Georgie and I, we've never been too successful at what we do. We've always been what you'd call small potatoes. Oh, once we got away with a bundle. Almost $11 altogether.
That was their big success. $11.
But when you average that out over the years we've been working at it, it don't add up to much. I thought out here maybe things would be different. Maybe out here we'd get our big break. But things aren't going our way. Now all our money's gone. We got no food. Six people besides us know where our hideout is.
I think that's my favorite line of his that he has in the whole thing.
Six people besides us know where our hideout is.
See, things aren't working out.
What are you planning to do?
Well, I've got to do something, Nels. That's the thing.
What about Harriet and the rest of them?
Well, they seem like nice enough folks as far as that goes. But they know who we are and they know where we are. And if we want to stay in Walnut Grove, we can't afford to have any witnesses.
Why do they want to stay in Walnut Grove?
So. It makes no sense because beyond getting the money, what else are you going to do there?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense.
I'm afraid there's only one thing we can do.
Dun, dun, dun. And they let them go.
Yeah, so it's like you're thinking that, like, what, you're going to kill everybody? Right. Like, nope, they just, like, come into town all tied together. Oh, which, by the way, Caroline and Laura do not seem concerned enough.
No.
I mean, they say they're concerned, but they seem, like, pretty relaxed considering their husbands have not come back.
But for days overnight. At this point. Well, at least day, right?
Right.
Manly, we were so worried.
We had it under control the whole time, Beth.
Oh, Mother, we were so worried.
I'm glad the other men in the in Walnut Grove didn't go and search, you know.
Oh, my darlings. Well, I'm all right.
Where's Father?
Oh.
All right, so this is, like, kind of tragic. I mean, it's really tragic. She's essentially going to reveal that Nels is dead. Oh. Actually, Charles will.
Nels! Oh, my Nels!
My father. Where's my father?
Where is he?
He was gone when we got there, child.
Poor Charles.
Rare sighting of Charles in a suit, of course.
Is a good time for him to wear a suit. Not at the Reverend's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an interesting thing about the marrying of Reverend is he did not marry them. He was going to, but being that the other Reverend, Reverend Warren was there.
Yes, that's true. Right.
You have to listen for it though. You have to hear the audio because it's not a visual thing, but still he could have worn a suit. Imagine if this is how they killed off the character.
Like that actually would be insane.
And Nels goes off and, like, you know, lives with the criminals.
Nels, like, that was like their whole thing. Like, we have to do something, right. Nels. And then it's like he's like the noble sacrifice to, like, free everybody.
Really dark, right?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of an interesting way to go. They should have.
We'll get your mother home.
No, it's all right. We'll be all right. I want to be alone with the children. Thank you.
It's exactly like The Godfather. Just everybody. Amanda looking kind of interesting in that, you know, priest garb.
Yeah. Which, I mean, are we really supposed to believe that Reverend Alden's clothes would fit Amanda?
Well, maybe he had to take them in, you know? He had to do all
that.
It'd be kind of great if Charles is just walking around town with the fiddle playing this. So they're all home and they're all talking about it and
hello, Harriet. Caught a beauty of a rainbow trout this morning.
So she faints with that crazy music that comes from Michael Landon's basement with his Moog synthesizer. Yeah. Doesn't Nancy's dress look backwards in a way? It almost looks
kind
like
kind of, yeah.
And Nancy faints as well.
Want to go fishing?
You bet I would, son.
So I think it's kind of sweet, right?
Yeah, but, like, what is that all about? That he's the only one that's like, oh, I'm totally not surprised by anything.
Totally. It's.
You ever been to Mexico before?
No.
Then how do you know we didn't pass it already?
You seen any other people wearing sombreros, riding burros?
Well, no.
All right, then. Trust me, huh?
Sure. I trusted you when you said, let's kidnap Nils Olson.
I told you don't ever mention Nels Olsen. Georgie, our luck's about to turn.
So weird.
So off to their next scheme.
Kind of a cute thing. Gavin Mooney, that was the policeman. I always thought that it's kind of interesting that Mrs. Foster's real last name is Foster.
Yeah, Ruth Foster.
But, you know, I think this is a cute episode. It's a lot of fun. What's the following episode? What would follow this?
Isn't it like Chicago or something weird like that?
Really? Let's see. Yep.
You're yeah, season Chicago. 8, episode 8. Yeah, so we have this really funny, comedic episode followed by the one when John Jr. is murdered.
Which, of course, is followed by the For the Love of Nancy, where she terrorizes Elmer.
And then what's after 8. Love of Nancy?
Wave of the Future.
Okay, that's what I thought. Which that actually is another episode that I think is pretty funny.
Yeah, but it's also like very lighthearted, followed by A Christmas They Never Forgot, and No Beast So Fierce. That's with Gideon, the stuttering.
Yeah, and that crazy dog, that like wolf dog thing.
That was another weird episode. The charcoal dog.
Here's a picture of it. Yeah, it probably was. They probably colored on it.
Look at that thing. Poor dog.
Probably do you know Pop?
Do you know
Pop? Kind of looks like Pop.
All right. Is this like right up there with, I don't know. It's a very questionable thing to do this to dogs. But either way, Kelly, I want to thank you for doing this episode. I thought it was a lot of fun. Sorry for the technical issues in the middle.
I quit.
My computer quit. I was like, I quit. I won't be used. And
yeah, I enjoyed it. This is a really good episode. I always like watching this one. So
yeah, I thought this was a lot of fun. It. But yeah, people should check out London Nation over on Facebook or WannaGrovecast or Dr. Quinn cast and who knows what other cast. Frasier cast. No, we don't have a Frasier.
How many podcasts can we have?
Exactly. I was talking to Christina Peterson and she's like big into Frasier all of a sudden. So
oh really?
Yeah. Oh. Like she's watched it before. She's just you know how you get caught up into some shows, you know.
Yeah, and then you're like, I never realized how good this was before.
Right. Like I'm kind of like watching Seinfeld right now from the very beginning, so like I'm kind of picking up on a lot of stuff. It's always funny. Yeah. I always like.
It is going cool, to those. Like when you like a show, even that you've seen a lot, to just like sit there and like watch it through, like from beginning to end. Because you do kind of like pick up on things, you know, in a different way, or things that you kind of missed before.
The last show I did that with was Cheers, probably. That was a long time ago. Like, I haven't, like, sat and watched from beginning to end, like, a show I had already watched. You know, like, Frasier I had never watched. And that was all new
to me. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, the last time I just sat and watched something beginning to end. It's been a long time since I did that, actually.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just like, you know, the shows that I've watched, you know, like kind of my usual ones. And then I just kind of either watch whatever's on, or I'll just like randomly pick an episode I want to watch.
A lot of stuff out there. But Kelly, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to the next one.
As do I.